This is the Sakar Murli of 27th of January, 2026. Essence, sweet children, follow Srimat at every step. Otherwise, Maya will make you bankrupt. Your eyes deceive you a great deal and you must therefore be very cautious about them. Question. Which children are made to perform sinful actions by Maya? Which children become obstacles in the Yajna? Answer. Those who have their own arrogance are made to perform many sinful actions by Maya. Those who have arrogance don't even study the Murli. By making them make such mistakes, Maya slaps them and makes them worth not a penny. Those who gossip and have rubbish in their intellects become obstacles in the Yajna. Those habits are very bad. Om Shanti. The Father has explained to you spiritual children that you definitely have to sit here with the thought that that one is the Father, the Teacher and the Supreme Guru. You also realize that by remembering the Father, you will become pure and then go to that pure land. The Father has explained that you came down from that pure land. At first you were Sato Pradhan, and you then went through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. You now understand that you have fallen. You are at the confluence age, and you understand from this knowledge that you have stepped away from everything else and that if you stay in remembrance of Shiv Baba, the land of Shiva is not far away. If you don't remember Shiv Baba at all, then the land of Shiva is very far away. Punishment then has to be experienced and you become very distant. The Father doesn't give you children any difficulty. Firstly, he repeatedly tells you that you have to become pure in your thoughts, words and deeds. Those eyes deceive you a great deal. You have to be very careful while moving along. Baba has explained that trance and yoga are completely separate from one another. Yoga means remembrance. You can remember with open eyes. Trance is not called yoga. When someone goes into trance, that is neither called knowledge nor yoga. Maya attacks a lot those who go into trance. Therefore, you have to remain very cautious about that. There has to be very systematic remembrance of the Father. If you perform any unlawful actions, Maya will make you fall right down. You must never have any desire for trance. Become completely ignorant of the knowledge of all desires. You mustn't have any desires at all. The Father fulfills all your desires without your asking for anything, but only if you follow his directions. If you disobey his directions and take the wrong path, it is then possible that instead of going to heaven, you will fall into hell. It is sung, "The alligator ate the elephant." Those who gave this knowledge to many and who used to offer bhog are no longer here. Because they disobeyed all the rules, they left and belonged completely to Maya. Instead of becoming deities, they became devils. This is why you have to be very cautious on this path. You have to control yourselves. The Father cautions you, children, do not disobey Srimat. It was by following devilish dictates that you went into the descending stage. From being so high, look where you have now reached. you have reached the very bottom. If even now you don't follow Srimat, but become careless, your status is destroyed. Baba also explained yesterday, when you do something without Srimat, there is a lot of disservice done. If you do something without Srimat, you continue to fall. From the beginning, Baba has made mothers the instruments, because it is the mothers who are given the urn. It is sung salutations to the mothers. Baba set up a committee of mothers and handed everything over to them. Daughters are trustworthy. It is generally men who go bankrupt. Therefore the father places the urn on the mothers. On this path of this knowledge, even mothers go bankrupt. Those who are to become multi-million times fortunate can be defeated by Maya and go bankrupt. Here both men and women can go bankrupt. Outside it is just men who go bankrupt. Here look how so many were defeated and left. This means that they went bankrupt. The father sits here and explains that the people of Bharat have become completely bankrupt. Maya is so powerful. They don't understand what they were and from where they have completely fallen down. Here too, while climbing up, they forget Srimat and begin to follow their own dictates and thereby go bankrupt. Therefore, what would their condition be? Outside they go bankrupt and then, after 5 to 7 years, they become active again. Here they go bankrupt for 84 births and cannot claim a high status. They continue to go bankrupt. So many Maharatis used to uplift so many. But they themselves are no longer here today. They went bankrupt. Here the status is very high. Nevertheless, if you are not cautious, you can fall right down from the very top. Maya completely swallows you. You children have to be very cautious. There is nothing to be gained by setting up committees and following your own dictates. Connect your intellects in yoga with the Father. By doing this, you will become Satopradhan. If after belonging to the Father, you don't have yoga with the Father, but disobey Srimat, you fall down completely. The connection is then broken. If the link is broken, check yourself as to why Maya is troubling you so much. Try to connect yourselves to the Father. How else would your batteries become charged? Your batteries become discharged when you perform sinful actions. You fall down while ascending. Baba knows that there are many like that. At the beginning, so many came and belonged to Baba. They came into the Bhati. But where are they today? They fell because they remembered the old world. The father says, I am now inspiring you to have unlimited disinterest. Don't attach your heart to this old impure world. Attach your heart to heaven. This does require effort. If you want to become like Lakshmi or Narayan, you do have to make some effort. Let your intellect yoga be connected to the One Father. Have disinterest in this old world. It is fine that you forget the old world, but what should you remember? The land of peace and the land of happiness. Remember the Father as much as possible while you are walking, sitting and moving around. remember the heaven of unlimited happiness. This is very easy. When you go in the opposite direction of both of these instructions, your status is destroyed. You have come here to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. You tell everyone that they have to become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan, because this is the return journey. The repetition of the history and geography of the world means that heaven changes into hell and that hell then changes into heaven. This cycle continues to turn. The Father has told you to sit here as spinners of the discus of self-realization. Stay in remembrance of this. We have been around this cycle so many times. We are spinners of the discus of self-realization. We are now becoming deities once again. No one in the world knows this secret. Deities are not going to listen to this knowledge. They are already pure. They don't have such knowledge that they would blow the conch shell. Because they are already pure, there is no need for them to be given a symbol of this. That symbol is given when both together form the four-armed image. You are not given that symbol either, because today you are becoming deities, but tomorrow you fall. Maya makes you fall. The Father makes you into deities, and Maya makes you into devils. Maya tests you in many ways. It is only when the Father explains everything that you can realize how you really have fallen from your stage. So many poor helpless souls accumulated everything they had in Shiv Baba's treasure store, but in spite of that, they were sometimes defeated by Maya. Once you belong to Shiv Baba, why do you forget him? The pilgrimage of remembrance is the main thing in this. It is only by having yoga that you can become pure. Together with this knowledge, purity is also needed. You called out, Baba, come and purify us, so that we can go to heaven. The pilgrimage of remembrance is for you to become pure and claim a high status. Even those who left will definitely go to the land of Shiva, because they have heard some of this knowledge. Whatever status they may claim, they will definitely come. If they have remembered the Father even once, they will go to heaven, but they won't receive a high status. Don't be happy just hearing the name of heaven. After you have failed, you mustn't be happy with a status worth just a few pennies. Although that is heaven, there are many different levels of status. You would have the feeling that you are a servant or a cleaner. At the end, you will have visions of what you are to become. What sins have I performed that I have reached this condition? Why did I not become an empress? By remaining cautious at every step, as you move along, you can become multimillionaires. If you are not cautious, you cannot become multimillionaires. Deities are shown in the temples with the symbol of a lotus. You can understand the difference. There is a lot of difference in the status. Even now, look how many different levels of status there are. They have so much splendor. All of that is temporary happiness. The Father says, you all raise your hands for claiming a high status. Therefore, effort definitely has to be made for that. Even some of those who raise their hands are finished off. Then others ask, are these ones going to become deities? Instead of making effort, they were finished off. It is easy to raise your hand, and also easy to explain to many. However, some Maharatis also disappear while explaining to others. While benefiting others, they cause themselves a loss. This is why the Father says, be very cautious, become introverted, and remember the Father. How? Baba is our Father, our teacher, and our Satguru. We are going to our sweet home. You should have all of this knowledge in you. The Father has both this knowledge and yoga, and you too should have both of these. You know that Shiv Baba is teaching you. Therefore, that is knowledge as well as remembrance. This knowledge and yoga must both be together. Don't think that you only have to sit in remembrance of Shiv Baba and forget about this knowledge. While the Father is teaching you yoga, does he forget this knowledge? All of this knowledge remains in him. You children have to have this knowledge. You have to study it. Whatever actions I perform, others who see me will do the same. If I don't study them early, then neither will others study it. If I go into degradation, others will also do that, and I will have become instrumental in making others fall. Many children don't study them early and have false ego. Maya soon attacks them. Srimat is needed at every step. Otherwise, one or another sinful act is performed. Many children make many mistakes, and then everything is destroyed. When you make mistakes, Maya slaps you and makes you worth not a penny. A lot of understanding is needed for this. When you become arrogant, Maya makes you perform many sinful actions. When you set up a committee, one or two females should definitely be at the head. Everything can be accomplished with their advice. The urn is given to Lakshmi. It is remembered, when nectar was being distributed, even devils came to drink it. There are those who cause obstacles in the yagya. There are those who create many types of obstacle. Throughout the day, they only have gossip in their intellects. That is very bad. Report to the Father everything that happens. Only the one Father can reform you. You mustn't take the law into your own hands. Just stay in remembrance of the Father and give everyone his introduction. Only then will you be able to become like them, Lakshmi and Narayan. Maya is very strong. She doesn't leave anyone alone. Always write your news to the Father. Continue to take directions from him. You receive directions for everything anyway. You children think that because Baba has explained something about a particular person, he himself must be Antaryami, one who knows the inner self of everyone. However, the Father says, no, I teach you this knowledge. There is no question of being Antaryami in this. Yes, I do know that all of you are my children. The soul in each one is a child of mine. It isn't that the Father is present in each one. People have misunderstood this. The Father says, I know that each one is a soul and is sitting on his throne. These are such easy matters. In spite of that, they forget this and say that God is omnipresent. Due to this one mistake, everyone has fallen so much. You insult the one who is making you into the masters of the world. This is why the Father says, whenever there is extreme irreligiousness in Bharat, I come. The Father has come here, therefore you children should churn the ocean of this knowledge very well. Make time to churn this knowledge very well. Only then will you be able to benefit yourselves. It is not a question of money in this. No one is going to starve to death. Whatever each of you accumulates with the Father, you accordingly create your fortune. The Father has explained that after this knowledge and devotion, there is disinterest. Disinterest means to forget everything. You should detach yourself. I, this soul, am leaving this body. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Have great control over yourself. Never become careless about following Srimat. Remain very, very cautious. Never break any laws. 2. Become introverted and link your intellect to the One Father. Have unlimited disinterest in this impure old world. Keep it in your intellect that others will copy whatever actions they see you perform. Blessing. May you revise points of this knowledge every day and thereby become embodiments of solutions and emperors of the land free from sorrow. Every day revise points of this knowledge that you have in your diaries and intellects, and make them your practical experience. You will then easily be able to find a solution to any type of problem. Never waste your time in trying to break the rock of problems with the hammer of waste thoughts. Take a high jump over them with the awareness of the word drama and move forward. Those old sanskars will then become your servants. But you must first become an emperor seated on your throne. Slogan. To give everyone regard is to receive regard. Avyat signal. In this Avyat month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. It is only by experiencing bondage in life that you can experience liberation in life. There, in the Golden Age, there is no question of bondage in life. There you will just be in the state of your reward. You will not be able to experience the liberation of the land of liberation that you experience now. Therefore you can experience liberation and liberation in life at this confluence age. You have claimed a right to your inheritance, so now inculcate that into your life and take the full benefit of it. Om Shanti.